Tahun baru adalah waktu terbaik untuk membangun semangat baru dan harapan baru. Mari kita sambut tahun baru dengan penuh optimis serta sukacita. Saya Ade Astuti, Kepala Siaran Bahasa Indonesia Voice of America, beserta seluruh kerabat kerja di Amerika dan Indonesia mengucapkan selamat tahun baru 2020. Semoga menjadi tahun yang lebih baik dari tahun-tahun sebelumnya. Happy New Year!
Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Para turis lokal dan mancanegara kini dapat menikmati suasana Bali di Amerika Serikat, tepatnya di hotel bernama Pantai Inn yang terletak di La Jolla tak jauh dari San Diego, California. Hotel ini merupakan usaha keluarga yang kini dikelola oleh kakak beradik Lorne DeRusso dan Larry Jackman. Simak penuturan Lorne DeRusso mengenai lokasi Pantai Inn yang merupakan daerah mewah di pinggiran pantai California.
We're right on the ocean, just steps away from the ocean, the beach, and right behind us is the village of La Jolla, which is world famous with all its shops, art galleries, jewelers. So when the guests stay here, they have not only that experience being on the ocean and the beach in a luxury town, but we gave them the luxury of Bali. All the art, the carvings, the paintings that I bought in galleries in Bali, and the furniture that was custom made for our accommodations here, made us a very, very special place.
Inspirasi Bali datang dari seorang teman. Lorne pun banyak membaca buku dan melakukan penelitian tentang Bali untuk bisa menciptakan suasana yang autentik di Pantai Inn. Berlokasi di pinggir pantai, setiap sudut hotel dengan 30 kamar ini dihiasi ukiran, patung, juga lukisan bertema kebudayaan Bali. Hampir semua dekorasi yang ada di Pantai Inn khusus dipesan dan didatangkan langsung dari Bali, salah satunya pintu yang berumur 100 tahun.
Once we realized that we wanted to do a location that was inspired by Indonesia and Bali, we studied many books and researched the grounds here at the hotel. The plantings are indigenous of what would be growing in Bali or something that would complement that our location.
Salah satu pojokan yang menjadi favorit para tamu di Pantai Inn adalah dinding yang memajang lukisan besar yang menggambarkan kebudayaan dan gaya hidup di Bali.
We have a 16-foot mural depicting the culture and the lifestyle of people in Bali that people love to see. And the sandstone carvings in our lobby are also very special. Everywhere you look, the textures, the colors, the feel represent the beauty of being in Indonesia and in Bali.
Para tamu pun tidak segan membayar tarif sebesar 4 hingga 10 juta rupiah per malam untuk bisa menikmati suasana dan keramahan khas Bali.
The quality of hospitality that is in Bali is something we wanted to reflect with how we provided services here at the hotel. It's very exceptional. We anticipate the guest needs. We want them to have a beautiful experience. And we very much care about each of our guest staying.
Bekerja sama dengan Konsulat Jenderal Republik Indonesia, kadang Pantai Inn juga mendatangkan kelompok gamelan tradisional dan makanan Indonesia.
On occasion, when a group or let's say a family reunion would like to have Indonesian food, that can be arranged. I can arrange as much as having gamelan music and dancing coming from the Indonesian consulate in LA brought in to give them the complete Indonesian experience. One year they came down and did a Indonesian section of the holiday parade in La Jolla with a gamelan marching band and dancers, and I've had other Indonesian events here with the consulate.
Melalui hotel butik ini, warga bisa berkenalan dengan budaya Bali tanpa harus beranjak keluar kota. Sekian dulu cerita mengenai Pantai Inn, sebuah hotel bernuansa Bali di California. Dania Iman dan Ronan Zakaria melaporkan untuk VOA Executive Lounge.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Voice of America.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.